Hello and welcome to Walking with Your Body and Mind. My name is Sarah Donahue and this is the walking podcast that I record with Colleen Wall, who's across the country from me in New York. I'm in Utah. We're walking. And the previous 2 weeks, we've been talking about the psoas and what an incredible muscle is and how it can really benefit our walking. Really just such an important aspect of, well, not just walking, but moving as well. So I want to go for another walk, and I invite you to do that. As I mentioned last time, I feel like it's really helpful to walk this part of the body, because that's what it's so good at. So I invite you to go for a walk. If you can't right now and you just want to listen in and go for a walk some other time, that's great as well. And I want to start with a sense of kinetic chains. So I know I've talked about this before. I also have a podcast called Dancing with Your Body and Mind, and sometimes they overlap in my mind and my heart. So I'm getting a little confused sometimes about which ones I've already talked about, but there's nothing wrong with going back through some of this material in different ways at different times. So this kinetic chain is, it is not something I created at all. I give credit to Peggy Hackney and the folks at Integrated Movement Studies. And it's just like a sense of where the psoas runs. So connecting to our bit of anatomy from last podcast. But first, let's talk about what is a kinetic chain in case that's like a new idea for you. So kinetic, we know that word means motion and movement. And chain is, of course, like a interconnected series of, like a, you know what a chain is. It's like the simplest thing I can't explain. But a kinetic chain for me is like a pathway of movement. It's a sense of flow to it. It's a sense of connection. It's like a little sentence that's being spoken through your body. And it often has to do with muscle sequencing or the flow of energy through the body for me. And this one, I think, connects to very much to the dynamic figure eight, which I learned from that lovely Peggy Hackney. And of course, she was a student of Irmgard Bartenev. So let's draw this kinetic chain on our bodies, and I'm just going to kind of do a little part of it. The dynamic figure eight is much more to it, but we're just going to focus on the psoas part of it today. But let's go ahead and start from the feet and gathering up from the feet and the inside of the leg. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to touch my own body. It gives you some like proprioceptive feedback about what's going on. But I think about this sense of drawing a line up the inside of the legs, and I'm doing like both hands, both legs. And then I go up my, like the adductors, so like my inseam of my pants. And I'm going to imagine that I'm going kind of inside my body here a bit, like through my adductor muscles. And I'm going to get to the lesser trochanter. So we talked about this one last time. This is a little notch on the inside of your femur bone. So it is part of your femur bone. It is bone. It's made of bone. The lesser trochanter. And at this point, we know that the psoas is connected here. So this kinetic chain is now going to follow the line of the psoas. So it's going to go from the lesser trochanter, which is your leg, and it's going to go up through the pelvis. It's going to go over the hip socket. Okay, so over your femoral joint. And it's going to continue right along that line of the psoas. It like almost is the psoas right now. So then it's going to go more vertically and up through the spine. And I'm going to go to either side of my spine, of my lumbar vertebra and my thoracic spine. And then I'm just going to take this through to the back of my heart. So this feeling of going back a little bit with the back of the body. So if I reached around and put my hand on the back of my back, or on my back, like right around where you might like connect a bra if you wore one or you wanted to, and then feeling a sense of the rib cage kind of just filling out that space in my hand. So my rib cage moving backward a little bit. Okay, and lots of times we live with our ribs kind of pitched forward and our back muscles tweezed and tightened. And I'm just gonna lengthen those out a little bit. Okay, so that is the extent of the kinetic chain that I wanna think about today. The dynamic figure eight keeps going and loops around. It's fantastic and wonderful. But this part of it, really how it goes along the line of the psoas and through to the back of the heart, I feel like this really can contribute to neutral pelvic alignment. So that my pelvis is neither tilting forward or tucking under, right? And maybe do that as you're, if you're walking, maybe like go ahead and spill your pelvis forward. Like if you're holding a big bowl of soup that was your pelvis, you would tip it forward away from you, or you would tip it back towards you and tucking under. So we want to do neither of those. We want to just find a neutral pelvis. And then of course it could also tip side to side, and we want to avoid that as well. So just feeling that sense of the pelvis like a bowl sitting upright, and how this kinetic chain can support that idea, right? So from the legs up the inner thighs, lesser trochanter along the line of the psoas to the back of the heart. And just walk that for a little bit and notice if you can try to find this alignment and this neutral pelvis from very deep within, which we know is where our psoas is, right? So it's very deep within, and that allows my like external musculature to be easy. Okay, so I'm not squeezing my glutes. I'm not squeezing my abs. I'm engaging them. I feel like there's some tone, there's some aliveness and some vitality. But I don't need to hold my skeleton in place with tension. I just need to find that sense of deep connection and deep awareness for alignment. So you've got this nice neutral pelvis, and I want to now just come back to a couple of images or words from when Colleen and I first talked. And I always think of, you know, the psoas as being this muscle that connects your upper and lower body, right? It goes from your spine to your legs. Your legs to your spine. And, you know, it runs through your pelvis and it has these other muscular connections. But when I think about that, right, like there's this muscle that connects the inside of my leg bone to my spine. It's pretty fantastic. So I want to go from our legs to spine for a moment, okay? And I was thinking about this deep, mysterious muscle, the psoas, and I don't know if this will be a useful image or not, but I was thinking about how that sense of how it lengthens and kind of falls back deeper to do its job. And I was picturing like that, like a fruit roll-up. And I think I'm picturing what they are now, even though I haven't had one since I became an adult. But like when I was a kid, they were like this kind of like sheet of whatever that like sugar gelatin stuff is. But now I feel like they're in like this little roll, almost like a roll of tape. But I like the fruit roll-up consistency for this image. So if you attach two little rolls of this now kind of like scotch tape-like fruit roll-up roll, okay, and you attach one on each lesser trochanter, so on your thigh bone, inside your thigh bone, and you kind of loop it around and kind of hook it on to that lesser trochanter. And then you can unroll that fruit roll up, right? And you can kind of unroll it like right next to your pelvis. Well, first it's going to go, you know, it's got to get to your pelvis because it's on your leg bone right now. But I'm going to unroll it, and I'm unrolling it up toward my head. So it's almost like I'm kind of wiping up my body, like up the sides of my body a little bit, or the front and sides a little bit. But I'm unrolling that fruit roll up from my leg and next to my body. So it's really like every time I unroll it, it lays down onto my pelvis, and I unroll and it's on my pelvis, and I unroll and it's on my pelvis. So it can really fall in to my pelvis. And then it's gonna go whoom, over that femoral joint. And then it's gonna fall in and up toward my spine, okay? And this is that sense of connecting our legs to our upper body, right? So as you're walking, feeling this sense of what this fruit roll up would do for you from this place is almost that sense of like it's going to lift the thigh bone up. So that little hook around the lesser trochanter. Each time you lift your leg to take a step, that fruit roll up is going to kind of pull that leg bone up, right? So from deep within, it's deep, it's on the inside of your thigh. And this is where we can walk from. So it's not my outer thigh muscles lifting up my thighs. Try that for a moment. Like you're gonna like lift up your legs from your outer thighs or your like the outsides of your legs, right? But instead, it's gonna be more medial, more like toward the center of my body. And here's that sense of rolling back and in. Just with the muscle. So when I say roll back and in, try not to tuck under with your pelvis. Your pelvis gets to stay neutral, what we just found. And when it is neutral, this fruit roll up psoas can really do its job, can really lift those thigh bones. And I notice when I like find this image, I'm like starting to exaggerate lifting a little bit, which is fine. Like it's not normally how I walk, but there's a sense of like really allowing that thigh bone to just get whoop, pulled up from the psoas, right? So that connection from our legs up to our spine, up to our spine. Great. So keep on walking if you're out walking. And we can also think of the connection kind of going the opposite direction from upper body to lower body. And this is what Colleen was saying about this, the psoas emerging from the spine and merging into the femur bones. And that image, I love it because I often do think about the one I just told you. I often think about that point of the lesser trochanter being like the really important point is like get my legs up, I'm a dancer, get my leg up in the air by lifting that thigh bone, and it does. But thinking about the relationship of the whole thing I think is also important. So we know how that psoas connects to your spine, T12 and L1 through 5, and now I'd love to this feeling, and this is not my image either. Where did I get this? Anyway, whoever gets credit for it, you just get credit for it. But the feeling of your psoas being like a rope that's dangling down from your spine, okay? So imagine for a moment, you can even like do this with your arm kind of, or you can imagine that you have like a big, thick, heavy rope in your hand, okay? And imagine, it helps me to kind of picture like I'm like hanging, like kind of the rope is hanging over like off of like a second story deck railing or something. Okay, so I've got it in my hand and it's just hanging straight down and my, so my arm is supporting this idea, right? So I'm kind of like just leaning over this railing a little bit, and I've got this big rope in my hand, very thick, heavy rope, and with gravity it's hanging straight down, right? And then I'm going to start to feel a sense of swinging the rope, but I'm not going to swing it from my hand or my wrist. I'm going to swing it from my shoulder. So I'm going to start my shoulder moving, and the ripple of movement is going to come from my shoulder, down my arm, to my elbow, and then into my wrist, my hand. And now that rope is swinging, right? But it started from way up at my shoulder. And this is the sense that I can find. Hopefully this isn't too windy. I'm walking around my backyard. This is the sense I can find with my spine being that place of holding the rope. And then the psoas is the rope that's dangling down. And then the extension of the rope is my leg as it walks, okay? You can also do this by, like, if you're up on like a step, and you, it's helpful to like hold on to like a banister or something. But if you're up on a step, and you can let your kind of turn sideways to the steps, and then let your leg kind of dangle down, and you can get your, start to kind of like swing your psoas this way, okay? So swinging it, but picture swinging it from way up, swinging it from like your spine is the thing swinging it, right? So then if we take this back into walking, I have that sense of my spine being really integral to this, right? So my spine is supported by these muscles, it's supported by the psoas, but then it's also, in a sense, allowing this psoas to kind of swing and dangle and swing my legs through with each step, which gives me this like nice sense of freedom and mobility in my legs. So this image for me, and you can have a different experience of it for sure, but this image for me of this sense of like moving from the upper body to the lower body via the psoas, this gives me like a real sense of like stability from my upper body, which allows this mobility of my lower body, right? And I think the other image probably does the same thing a bit, but this sense of really like this sort of support from the spine to let the leg swing freely. And it's not to say that that psoas isn't working, but I think when it can lengthen and when it can release with that sense of ease, then it can work even better. So I gotta sometimes come back to finding that neutral alignment with my pelvis, but hopefully these are a couple of usable images for you as you take your psoas for a walk, or as your psoas takes you for a walk. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.